Okay.
Don't leave the app. Don't leave the app. I told Riel to join. And if he hasn't joined, well, farewell to him. Very sad.
Yeah, very sad.
Okay. Very sad. Yes, very sad. Okay, so how's this gonna work? We're just gonna record and talk here, and then you can like edit it, I guess. Is that I don't know how this app really works.
I don't think we're gonna publish this one first.
Okay, like, so
because this is just kind of like a trial thing.
This should probably be very short.
Yeah.
Okay, so
it's just a practice.
I guess you could start by explaining your plans for what this is gonna be.
I mean, you said, so like it's gonna be like bi-weekly at the very most. Or maybe monthly. I don't know.
Yeah, because you're still at school, so.
Yeah, and the app already, it's like the app already automatically like applies you for Apple Music and Spotify and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So they're taking care of that already. We don't need to worry about that. So
yeah, that's good. Oh, that's nice. We get.
So like, what I'm thinking is, you know, we're just gonna tackle like there's gonna be like maybe two or three segments. The first one's gonna be current news headlines, you know, stuff that you read.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Like recent events, and then maybe some political stuff that's related to that somehow.
Yeah, I guess we could talk about like history or political theory for.
But for now, for this specific recording,
yeah,
we're gonna do whatever because you know we have experience yet. So
yeah, I guess this should be
get ourselves to be comfortable.
Yeah. this is still pretty weird. I'm not the best speaker to say the least.
Oh yeah. Also, if you're gonna want like the best audio quality. You know how like YouTubers they always like record in closets.
Does that actually work?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't have like
the smaller the space, the smaller the room, the lesser the echo gets.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I don't know if I have a closet that can fit me. I don't know.
I don't have a spacious closet at all, so
maybe just in the bathroom.
Yeah, maybe that could work.
I'll probably just do it in the bathroom.
Yeah.
For now, I'm in my bedroom because it's not gonna be published today, so it's not gonna matter.
I think we could also, well, first of all, we should also invite the other, like
some later
episodes, we should also try and invite other Oratorio members.
Yeah,
like it'd be great to have Inigo and
I mean. We might even have some guests. You know, we could fight that Maoist guy. What's his name? We could invite him.
That would be, like amazing.
He could be a guest.
I would love to do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we could also maybe invite some regular people. Like,
yeah.
We don't have to be confined to politics. We could also do like philosophy discussions.
Yeah,
you think possibly we do like some discussions and debates, like in the future. Yeah, that'd be pretty interesting. So, okay, so I guess we could like introduce ourselves. For
is this gonna be published? You think?
This is our first. You know, this is our first go at this. So,
okay, so just. Just in case this gets published, I haven't decided yet, but if it does get published, I'm Gavin. Here's my friend Nate.
Yes, hello.
Hi, Nate. Say, introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Nate.
We are both a bunch of nerds who just like to talk about politics. And we thought it was a good idea to let everyone know how much we love politics by...
Wait a minute. Wait, no. This is also your idea. Like, you're the one who discovered the app.
Yeah. And also partly because no one listens to me when I talk about politics to my family. So this is kind of my, like, my last resort.
it's amazing.
One thing I want to talk about, like, right now, because while I was eating, I was watching while I was eating dinner, I was watching the Democratic debate.
Yeah,
I haven't finished it yet, but I've watched, like, I don't know, one third of it.
I need to watch it, actually. I just came back from school, and so I really should.
Okay, so I'm gonna spoil you, but I am gonna say some stuff. Like, Sanders didn't really do that well, surprisingly.
He did fairly well in that Fox News. Sort of.
Because they had this one question. The moderator is like, how are you going to implement Medicare for all? Medicaid by Medicare, I'm not sure. Healthcare. How are you going to implement healthcare for all nationwide?
So how and is this then,
like, what is your plan? That's basically it. Your detailed plan. That's what the moderator asked. And Sanders was like, this is like Sanders' response, legit. It went something like this. We're going to start a revolution. And we're gonna go against the insurance companies and the.
He does talk very, like, vaguely sometimes. He's a very great, like,
rhetorician. Like, what's the plan? What's the actual plan? And he's like, well, we're gonna make this a political revolution.
very typical, like, Sanders talk.
Yeah.
We could maybe talk about, like, after I watch it, we could talk about it in detail in our next.
Yeah.
And we could, like, you know, harbor on specific points, yeah. I guess. So
the thing about.
Yeah.
If you look at the polls, surprisingly, the third. Oh, wait, so first is Joe Biden, right? In the polls. Primary poll. Or survey, whatever you call it. Second is Sanders. Third is actually Elizabeth Warren, which is surprising. Like, I was legitimately surprised when I heard of that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Then there's also, I'm assuming people like Yang or...
yeah.
How do you pronounce his name again? Like, Buttigieg or something like that? Okay. I'm assuming that they don't support. And then...
Buttigieg.
Okay.
So, the thing with Elizabeth Warren that I've noticed, he's very much close to Sanders politically. Like, it's kind of obvious. She's also a progressive.
Yeah.
But, like, I guess she also has the additional advantage of being, like, a former college professor or something like that. I forgot which school.
Is it also true that...
basically, she has a lot of academic experience. So, people are seeing her as sort of like Sanders, but actually, like, who has, like, actual plans and actual details on how to implement the things that Sanders says.
She also became pretty popular for her, like, her stance on, like, you know, the like, her solution to student debt. Like, the student debt
problem. Yeah. Now, compared to Sanders, you know, Sanders is, like, at this point, I'm willing to admit, he's more like words than actual plans. Like, he's a populist kind of type of guy.
He is.
Yeah. He knows about Trump, but like.
Yeah. So are you thinking about, like, backing Warren at this point, or are you still, are you still backing Bernie at this?
Well, I mean, it depends. If we're talking about, like, actually beating Trump, Sanders is the only candidate. I know that. I'm very much sure of that. I'm not gonna reconsider that. Because Sanders is also a populist. The only way you're gonna defeat a populist is through another populist. That's kinda like my philosophy on it.
I see what you mean. So it's a good.
Because, like, let's admit it, you know, these elections, as much as they are about like competence and policies and plans, stuff like that. It's also about, you know, just being popular in general and being likable. So on that regard, Sanders is doing very well. He's very likable. He's very popular. He's very charismatic. He can definitely defeat Trump.
Yeah. And also most of his ideas.
He has the biggest chance of defeating Trump. Not even Joe Biden. I think Sanders has the biggest chance of defeating Trump. But if you're talking about like policies, like more specific details, I'd go for Warren.
You'd actually prefer Warren. Okay.
Yeah, I'd prefer Warren. Or Buttigieg. I see Buttigieg as sort of like the bridge between the progressive wing and the centrist wing. Buttigieg and Harris and Kamala Harris, those two. Like, they're progressive, but not as progressive as Sanders, if you know what I mean.
And also Andrew Yang has his sort of UBI. Yeah, also Andrew Yang.
But not,
hello?
Yeah. Hello. I'm definitely not gonna back Biden. No way. I'm not a fan of centrism. I mean, you know me. We're all not a fan of centrism. I'm not gonna back Biden. I think, you know, things have to be more radical, more progressive. There has to be new solutions. And I don't see how Biden is gonna, you know, jumpstart the American economy and give healthcare to everyone, whatever, you know.
I was wondering what your thoughts are on Andrew Yang. You don't really talk about him that much. But he is also very interesting because I feel like the reason why he isn't as popular is because he doesn't talk much about issues like healthcare, education. He usually talks about his UBI plan. And he talks about how, you know, machines are going to cause you a loss in jobs.
Yeah.
Ray Harper's on that point.
Yeah.
And also, when you look at the sort of the polls that are being released in terms of like healthcare support in the US, like most Americans by far do support universal healthcare or something like that. Even a big chunk of Republicans do as well. So it makes sense that like people like Bernie Sanders are much more popular.
Yeah.
He focuses a lot on healthcare.
Yeah.
Things like that. And it's definitely going to be a big issue for the 2020 elections.
Aye. We should move on to another topic. What else?
Yeah. We just went on a very mini tangent on the and the debate. We haven't actually introduced like our own leanings. At least from what you've talked about, we can obviously tell that you're a progressive type.
Yeah, I'm a progressive type. I am a Sanders type, definitely. I'm definitely much more left leaning. I guess the only issue where I'm not as progressive as others is maybe like abortion. Like I'm not that big on abortion as I'm not as pro choice.
That's something I've noticed. Like amongst the pro choice spectrum, you have probably one of the more conservative stances. At least from what you've told me, you support a ban after 6 weeks or a ban after the first trimester? Is that your...
Okay, about that. Considered that.
Hello?
I think it should be like on a case-to-case basis. Because, you know, there's some cases where, like, for example, you know, the mother got raped and she's like 13 years old. Then, of course, you know, I'll be fine with abortion. But if it's, like, someone much older, like, 20 years old or something, even if it wasn't planned, then I wouldn't be fine with abortion. So, just only in extreme situations where the health of the mother...
Like, when the health of the mother's in danger? And when... And when it's involuntary?
Exactly. When it's kind of, when it's under threat.
Okay. Hello? Okay. Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
And then also, hello. We also do have a very, I don't want to say conservative, but more like a centrist stance on immigration policy.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of, you know, the Justin Trudeau type, Canada is the first.
You're not really
post-national country.
No, you're not a fan of like the open border.
It makes no sense. No.
Okay.
I'm not a big fan of that.
Yeah.
I think nation states should be nation states.
Yeah, okay.
Not post-national, whatever, whatever.
I've actually...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, I wouldn't completely close borders naman. But I would limit it. I would limit the amount of refugees pouring in.
Yeah, that's just...
I wouldn't just...
It's a general moderate stance.
So it's like a moderate
stance. Have I explained my views already? Or...
Yeah.
I think I have already in this... Huh? Wait, I don't...
No, you have. Have
like,
you?
In this recording, I haven't.
Not in this
recording. Okay, I'm right wing. I'm basically an exact contrast to like Gavin's viewpoints. Yeah. In almost every respect.
But not the...
We agree in very minute, like, very few things. Like, Gavin, as left-leaning as he is, he isn't a socialist type. He still supports, be it regulated with a welfare state, capitalism. Yeah, that's...
Yeah. Like I'm a social democrat.
So that's...
I'm not a communist. Yeah.
Assuming that like the worker or the state by control / management of the media.
Yeah. Yeah, that whole state control, oppression, workers' rights, proletariat stuff.
But you aren't the so you are a social democrat, so that's sort of for most of European countries.
Yeah. Yeah.
Basically all other developed nations aside from the US with free healthcare and I mean, universal healthcare and education. And yeah.
Yeah.
So, Is that all? Oh, yeah. So, basically, I'm right wing, but specifically the very traditionalist wing of the right wing. So, it's not really, and I don't want to.
Yeah, I need to clarify, because when liberals, they usually hear the word right wing. They automatically assume like racist, sexist, populist, you know, dirty words like that. And I guess I'd say the same for like, you know, that's the problem, especially in America. It's so polarized that when you hear the word right wing, it's like automatically.
Yeah, like, should be just alt right.
Yeah, a bad term. But Ning is like, he's not really the extremist. Sort of, classical conservative.
This sort of like
classical
conservative.
Traditional. So I feel like.
I guess that makes sense, but it's much more socially conservative. It's sort of based on.
Yeah, he's also.
It's based on like Edmund Burke.
So
around center right, but like especially
center right.
I do understand sort of the importance for regulation, even.
Yeah. But on on the social spectrum, he's
very socially conservative. Yeah, you should actually mention that.
And
also,
he's
in terms of
very Catholic
philosophy and religious views, we also are on the opposite spectrum. He's sort of a secular humanist.
Yeah.
And I'm quite the opposite of that.
Just to give some context, okay, we're Filipinos.
Yes.
We are in a very Catholic country. Yeah. So you have two choices as a teenager growing up in Filipino society: embrace Catholicism
or
rebel against it. So in our case, Nate decided
to embrace it, but like go even deeper
to
into
go
it.
Against it.
Like even if you talk like the average
go even
Filipino,
deeper.
I'd probably say I'm even more traditionalist in the religion. Like I support the sort of like traditionalist customs that the church used to hold on. And also support like the the yeah. philosophy tradition of like Thomas Aquinas.
And you're
yeah.
Yeah, you're not being a fan of.
Well, Francis, I'm not a shade of a contest. I still think that he's the the valid pope, but in contrast to other popes, I obviously don't like a lot of the things he's done, and especially like in.
Who is your wait? Just a question. Who do you think is your who?
The last 50 years. Who is
the best pope you think in the last? Like, 50 years?
I'd have to say like Ratzinger or John Paul II, I guess. Ratzinger was sort of, I don't know, one of those two. Probably leaning towards Ratzinger because he was a better theologian. He was a Benedict the 16th or Ratzinger.
Benedict the 16th, just to clarify. Yeah, because people are going to
like,
who's Ratzinger?
He's a better theologian. He was a better theologian.
Yeah, Benedict the 16th.
Yeah. So that's why I'd say Benedict was pretty more conservative. Towards...
Like at first, and only now am I realizing, like doing the research, just how conservative he is. Yeah. Okay.
So.
Yeah.
What else? I should also mention the specific.
I should probably explain like, my own like kind of humanist.
Yeah, I know you're generally into philosophy. Just typical like either. Secular. Okay. I know you're an agnostic. I think that's how you describe yourself.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I'm not. I see faith as more of like an instrument of, you know, faith. Faith is something that we all need. Like, no way am I supporting like those atheists. Who say like, oh, faith is like cancer. Oh, faith is bad for you. That's wrong. Okay. I'm not atheist. I don't like.
If I'm trying to understand, to say that. So you basically think that faith has a sort of a pragmatic dimension to it. It's like there are benefits that you have for. Like...
Yeah, there are benefits to faith. Of course, there are benefits to faith. I mean, have you tried praying? Before an exam, that even if there's no God, let's say God doesn't exist, Jesus was never a God, Jesus never rose from the dead, and you assume all of that, but you still like pray, you know. I mean,
no, I got you. There's
like,
so...
it helps, like,
okay, yeah,
you're much more confident, it helps with your self esteem. So in a way, even if like God doesn't exist or stuff like that, for me it doesn't matter. What matters is that you're using faith to your own good. You know,
shit.
You're using it to take care of yourself. You're using it to love other people.
You're no anti-theist. You understand that faith does have benefits, but if I'm not mistaken, you yourself don't believe in. Hello? Yeah. Oh, sorry. Okay.
Hello. Wait.
Sorry, I was saying that, just to clarify, you don't believe in any, at least not in the moment, you don't believe in any religious beliefs.
I guess I'd say I'm like vaguely Christian, like barely Christian. Like, I can believe in God and the Trinity. But I don't ascribe myself to a particular
it's interesting because I thought you would describe yourself as a secular humanist, like a sort of agnostic. That's how you. Yeah. Okay.
Well, in a political sense, I'm very secular. But I'm like, I don't know. I mean, I used to say
that's interesting. Actually, I didn't even know that more myself.
Yeah, but like, I'm not gonna go as so far as to like, you know,
challenge
go to mass. I know, of course, don't. I'm going. I'm still going to mass. Oh my god, my mom's gonna.
I won't try to.
My mom's gonna. I'm so dumb. Okay. Oh god, cut that out.
I'll consider that. I consider that a
my
challenge.
Mom's gonna listen to this. I'm gonna have to cut that out.
One day I'll convert you.
I'll try.
Oh, nice.
So anyway, yeah, I'm just in sort of this point where, like, yeah, sure, God me exists. Yeah, sure, okay, fine. I can still pray. I still pray sometimes, but like, I don't like it when people use religion to force it on other people. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, and I don't like it when people use the so-called word of God to, you know, spread political stuff or stuff that may be debatable.
Yeah, the
especially here in the Philippines with the Catholic Church. Yeah, I don't like how they're so.
No, I understand.
You know, they're so political at this point. When the RH bill was passed, the reproductive health bill, for those of you here who aren't Filipino, the reproductive health bill is like.
Yes, and I went against it.
Here in the Philippines.
Continue.
Yeah. So, when this bill was tabled in our Congress, every single parish in the entire country had like this massive poster that said, "No to RH bill, protect life," in bold letters for everyone to see. I understand, you know, I mean the church is a private institution. And it has the freedom.
But personally, to express
its own opinion. I'm not gonna go against that. But let me explain. The way that the church has made politics such a big part in their evangelical works, stuff like that. Like they put it center view for everyone to see that they're anti Duterte. They don't like contraception. They don't like same-sex marriage. Like they're just putting it for.
No, I understand. I think so. Of course.
Yeah, I mean, you get what I mean, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like the most important thing to them. I don't like that. Like, just focus on your, you know, God stuff, not all this other. Don't like go too far into
the. No, that's rational. That's what I'm trying. I understand, and I do sympathize a bit sometimes because I think that the church sometimes does, like, it does get into things that I don't even think should even be part of the jurisdiction. I should clarify that. I'm saying that, like, sometimes they talk about things that I don't even think should be of relevance to. But of course, I'm going to disagree. I do think, and I do like the fact that the church is getting into politics. Obviously, here, because I'm a trad cap, and I did love the fact that the church protested the RH bill. But of course, let's not talk about that for now. So, hello.
Yeah. You're very much in favor.
Yes, I am. Very much. Yeah, so I guess you just got a taste of a minor quarrel.
Yeah.
So this should happen a lot because, like I said, we contrast.
Yeah.
So what other possible topics would be in this thing? Like, I guess we could talk. I guess we'd probably end up talking about economics at some point. Hello,
yeah.
You can have economic discussions here. More tax debates.
I'm like sweating right now because I'm a socialist and I don't economics. this is kind of like a stereotype, right?
Well, you aren't really a socialist, but
yeah. Well, I'm left leaning. There's like, I'm like making it a joke, this sort of like self-aware joke that like so left-leaning people aren't that good in economics. As you can tell with, you know, the USSR and Venezuela. Venezuela.
Oh, he said Venezuela? Yeah. Yeah.
Of course. Of course. So
I will give credit. There are a lot of, like, you know, leftists who are intelligent in economics. But like,
well, yeah.
Good to
discuss. Yeah, like, especially, you know, the far left ones. Like, I bet, yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of weird, the far left. That sometimes they're either they don't know what they're talking about, or they really are
educated. Yeah. Yeah.
Sure. Defense of the labor theory of value. Maybe we could do Sorry, I think we've covered a lot of ground here already. Should we Should we just try and end this off?
Oh, okay.
Maybe this should be good. This should be good for our introduction. I mean, I'm not a good speaker.
30 minutes.
We should probably get better at, you know.
Yeah. So, I apologize. You know, this is like our first time trying to record, and we're clearly not professionals.
Maybe if this becomes a serious hobby.
I just turned on my electric fan because it's so goddamn hot in my bedroom right now.
Yeah.
So don't mind that piece.
Maybe if this becomes like a hobby of ours, like a serious hobby, we could get better equipment.
Like, for this better is like money. Our passion project sort of thing. And this is our first episode.
Hopefully this will continue.
Yeah,
hopefully. I'm pretty excited.
Yeah. We're all excited.
Yeah.
By the way, just to remind you guys, there's more than the two of us. There's more people in our group.
Yeah.
It's just that for now, it's only Nate and I who are going to record this first, who are available for this first sort of recording. We will introduce you to other people along the way. We might even have some guests, but that's very like far into the future. I don't want to like, you know, overestimate this podcast.
We can interview some political candidate.
I mean, this isn't...
No, that's...
I mean, I'm gonna be honest.
Yeah.
It sounds more of like a video call that was recorded from Messenger.
The quality is basically...
This doesn't really count. I don't know if this counts. I don't know if this counts. Just because we're using like a podcast app. I don't know if that counts.
So, but hopefully we'll get better at this.
Yeah. Yeah. This is just like, I mean, this is sort of like, you know, not, you know, it's not professional. It's not anything like that. It's just a bunch of kids who are talking about politics and
decide
to post it on to the world for everyone else to see. So
and,
I hope.
Yeah.
I hope it's fine.
Okay.
I'm not expecting much people to listen to this, but if you do, thank you. It helps us. And should we say goodbye?
Yeah, all right. So, call it off.
Goodbye. Bye. Thanks.
Adios.
Thanks so much. Yeah. Yeah, yep. We appreciate it. Bye. Bye.